is Ted Kennedy. President Bush may not agree yet, but there's a convincing case for deeper cuts in Pentagon spending to fund critical domestic needs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush took a step in the right direction, downward, on Pentagon spending, but we need to go deeper. The president says the Cold War's over, but he's only trimming defense to routine past levels of Cold War spending. You can look it all up, Al. At the end of the president's five-year plan, long after the fall of the Berlin Wall and the breakup of the Soviet Union, we'd still be spending Cold War sums on defense. We'd only be getting down to the baseline levels we reached after the Korean and Vietnam Wars, when the Cold War was still on. You can go lower now if the Cold War is over. Stop cheating on the peace dividend, Al. No more Cold War as usual. Urgent domestic challenges require us to do better.
Sure, domestic challenges need funding, Ted, but at the expense of this nation's security? Right now, the Pentagon itself has proposed cuts that will shrink spending to its lowest level since Pearl Harbor. And yes, our relations with the newly formed Commonwealth of Independent States, CIS, seem to be moving in the right direction, and the days of the Cold War are now but a memory. But we must not forget that the nuclear weapons sunk in place before Yeltsin ever took power are still pointed directly at us, ground zero. Even former Soviet Foreign Minister Shevardnadze had said that if he was in a Western country, he'd be terrified. You know him. Better listen. Let us trust our fine and respected Secretary of Defense, Dick Cheney, when he says that to cut any more now would be just plain naive and dangerous. He's the expert here, Ted, and he has America's safety clearly in mind. Ever tried trust? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on President Bush's commitment to this country's environment. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.